And you said also that another lad from Tommy Ritchie's went to Fieldings at the same time as you, Roy Barton. What was he like?
Well, Roy was a little bit older than me. He was a great sportsman, Roy, and I think eventually he went to Australia, so we lost touch with him. But he was a wonderful character.
You were telling me a story about him earlier. Could you just recount that for us?
Would you like to repeat? Would you like me to repeat it? practically the whole of Fielding's employees at this time were blood donors, because they had the blood bank come to Fielding's for the whole day, and the canteen was set aside for donors, and so they had all the details of your blood groups, etc. And on one occasion, I recall that we had there was an emergency went out from Gloucester Royal Hospital in Southgate Street. Then was there anybody in Fielding's with a blood group O positive? And out of the possibly 600 employees at that stage, there were only two of us with this blood group. That was Roy Barton and myself. So we toddled up to the hospital and gave this blood. And a couple of weeks later, I bumped into Roy, and he said, that young lad we gave blood for, he was a haemophiliac and he had teeth out, and they couldn't stop him bleeding. So they were very appreciative of our blood. And I said, well, that's nice to know. I said, most unusual. He said, well, I bumped into him. And I said, well, that's most unusual to bump into a candidate like that. He said, yeah. And he's the most obnoxious character that I've ever come across. I said, all right, Roy, isn't that typical? You put yourself out to help other people, and this is how they turn out. And he said, well, they can't understand it, because it's only since he had your blood.
That's a brilliant story. About what year would that have been?
It's hard to say. 50s in the 60s, in early 60s, I would imagine, yeah.